songs tonight.
So we might as well go ahead.
Chess.
Chess.
Nuts.
Nuts.
I almost heard something else, but I didn't do it, so.
All right, let's just refresh our memories a little bit at the beginning, please.
One and two and three and 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 one and two and three and
the tie there. It's measure 10, so you're halfway through your tie D there. Everybody on 1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end.
1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end. 1 and 2 and 3 end.
You hear also it creates a little bit of a rub there with the the alto rub, so that's another thing to dig into that just a little bit. One more time just on, not the whole thing, let's just take it from the last two measures of that first page. Soprano alto, 2 and 3 and.
1 and 2 and 3 and. 1 and 2 and 3 and.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see if we can get everybody back to the beginning counting 1 and 2 and 3 and.
Three, four. four, one, two.
Three, four, one, two.
Three, four.
One,
two.
Three, four,
one,
two.
Three, four.
One,
two, three, four.
One,
two,
three, four. One's over here, twos, threes, and fours. Go.
Wow.
Thank you.
would you make, this time we're going to try a little experiment, would you make a teeny crescendo from note to note? Come back right away so that we don't end up fortissimo by the end of the page. But just a little bit as you move to the next note, you always just have a little teeny bit of crescendo that's propelling you forward, and then you back away, and then you crescendo to the next note, and so forth. Just think about that. But you're doing great. This would be fabulous. Lots of space.
Thank you.
up and be present, but that's what we're going to aim for. In order to make this piece work, you have to be following me, because I'm going to change, I'm going to move some places, I'm going to take it a little faster, and then relax the tempo, and all of that. And if what I see when I look out is this, that can't happen, right? Plus which, that's boring for the audience. So let's go back to the very beginning. Let me also just give you one little thing. I'm not sure if we're going to get this far, but it bugs me. Would you just quickly turn to page 6? And at the top of page 6, it says rehearsal number 3. And it should be rehearsal number 6. It annoys me. So just change that 3 to a 6. So that
fine, and then work.
Is it a la 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 or a fa la la?
It's a 3. It's a 6. So back to rehearsal 1. Why that's important is because this piece doesn't have measure numbers, so I have to give you all the instructions of where we're starting based off of rehearsal numbers. So it's important to have that agreed. All right, back to rehearsal 1 on page 3.
Watch measure 2.
Mean one after one.
One after one.
You have to watch measure 2.
Yeah, it's just they sang me what they thought.
Yeah. So I'm reading again in rehearsal 1. And you watch the rhythm. Okay, let's just get the rhythm, we'll get the rhythm and then we'll come back to the individual pitches in one second. But thank you for alerting me to that. Here we go. And. And there that nobody else does. So starting from the tenors and stretch up. and four.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Okay, Deb. Okay, so you need some. pressing moment. So don't resist the urge to slow down a little bit there. Keep it moving there. All right, everybody at 2 and then we move on. Actually, we need to move ahead to the 12 days. Most of this, in certain places, they're not really their line isn't moving. That's one of them, so you can bring that little figure out. Let's put that with the tenor bass back to F. Soprano and alto is that do-ba-do just needs to move a little quicker. It feels low-key to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Who is singing that middle part?
Thank you.
because the tenors are still moving there. So we need to put it on the and of three. So we have su ooh, ooh, I'm sorry, su ooh, oop. Su ooh, oop. Everybody do that with me. Su ooh, oop. And it's when your hand, let's conduct. I'm going to give you a little conducting lesson. One, two, three, four. That's our conducting pattern. So we're going to go one, two, three, pop. One, two, three, pop. One, two, three, pop. Good. You all are now qualified to conduct this course.
See ya.
No. All right. So the P, that gives the tenors time to finish their line. Let's speak that from to make some chicken soup. Pick up two. Middle of six. One, two, three, and four.
To make some chicken soup.
The. Right, so soup. The. Soup. The. Soup. The. But don't put a puh. If you put a puh, then you're late. If you're a soprano. Soup. 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 We don't want that. That's the idea. Let's put some pitch back to that. Back to pick up to D once again. One, two, three.
desperate.